Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast, Should a Property Agent Sign Agreements with Clients First or Last?, was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Wednesday, 27th of April, 2023.
Pre-signing documents. Now, whether these are agency agreements or leases, they're the two main documents I want to talk about. Now, many people get the documentation ready and then send it off for DocuSign or any, you know, electronic signing service that you happen to be using. And it doesn't matter whichever one. So, but the deal is you don't sign it first. It needs to be prepared by you, sent off to your vendor, your landlord, your tenant. They sign it, agree to it, and then it comes back to you. Now, if you've pre-signed it and then they make changes, there's a whole load of, no one's saying that it's, you know, there's then the negotiation process of where does this stand? Let's say, well, you've signed it, you've agreed to it, I've made changes. I mean, obviously they've made changes, so you haven't agreed to it, but you don't need the arguments. So you don't pre-sign a document before it goes out. So let's just use an example. If you pre-signed a lease for a tenant, a residential tenancy agreement. So the landlord said, yep, here you go. I need you to get me a 12-month lease. So you go out, you negotiate that, you enter into the agreement, you sign the document and send it out, and they send it back signed. As far as they're concerned, it's done, even if they haven't made any changes. Now, in the meantime, the landlord comes back to you and says, oh, have you signed that document yet? Yeah, you have, because, and they now say, oh, no, we only want a 6-month lease, or no, we don't, we want them, you know, we want to give termination at the end, we want the property when their lease expires in, you know, 2 months, 1 month, whatever it happens to be, or next, you know, so giving the right, obviously, notification for termination. But, you know, if you've already signed it before it goes out, there is no chance you can make that change, because you've already agreed to what's in that. You've signed it. You're signing on behalf of your landlord at that point. So, and the same deal if you're signing a managing agency agreement or a sales agreement. What if you send out an exclusive sales agency agreement, and you've put on it, you know, 2.2% commission, and they come back and they've crossed it off and they've written 1.5 and they've signed it and you've already signed it. Again, the argument there is not as easy as if they send it back and you have not signed it, because there is not an agreement in place. And as I said before, yes, they've changed it without your input, and you would have to, you know, agree to that change. But again, you don't need the arguments, and you don't need to, you know, have those, you know, the discussions about, well, you've signed it, and you know, this is what you've agreed to, and you know. You just don't need that type of argument going on around your business, particularly when there are, you know, if it's going to go wrong, it usually goes wrong when then there's more issues involved as well. So, you know, in a situation that I've heard of recently of, you know, between exchange and settlement, the new purchaser to a property has said, yep, leave the tenants in there, sign an agreement. And then, you know, then they change their mind, and then it's already pre-signed by the agency on behalf of the new owner that's actually not the new owner yet. So was it actually valid to enter into that agreement yet? You know, all of those things, did they post-date it, pre-date it? You know, all of those issues. You need to be careful about what you are sending out to your clients, be they vendors, be they landlords, be they tenants. You need to send it out without your signature on it. Don't click on the, and I know it's so easy to click on the wrong button, and particularly when you're doing a DocuSign or an electronic signing document. But, you know, there's a couple of steps involved there. So, you know, just don't go down that pathway. So you do need to make sure that you're following the process of getting them to sign first, get it back in, make sure that all of the documents are contained in there. You then sign it using DocuSign, obviously, if that's how you're signing it, and then you send them out a copy. Because no matter what, whether you're sending it back within that 48 hours required, or you're sending it back via email, which is fine, but you know, the Schedule 1 of the Property and Stock Agents Regulation also states that you must, when any client signs a document, you must serve a copy of that document that they've signed on them. So that's the same for a tenant. You need to give them a copy of that lease as well. So once it comes back to you, everything's fine in it, you've double checked it, everything's, you know, you're confirming with your landlord that this is how you want to go ahead, you sign it on behalf of the landlord, and then back it goes to the tenant as a confirmation of that is the agreement that they are entering into. So just a little warning there, you sign last, okay? The agent or the vendor or the landlord always signs last, okay? So client first, you last. So just keep that in your head.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.